Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Blass. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Blass. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Byron Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is hit by the pitch. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a pop-up towards third. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle strikes out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil takes first base on ball four. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass strikes out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning bunts towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clemente. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Clemente steals second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blass fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hile moves to second. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Hile moves to third. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-0 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0-for-1 in the game. Blass strikes out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou is hit by the pitch. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Alou steals second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mazeroski hits a line drive towards short. Bauer catches it and throws to second to double up Alou. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards third. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up towards third. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Hile moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor is walked intentionally. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to home to get McCarver. Hile moves to third. Taylor moves to second. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0-for-2 in the game. Blass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Alou steals second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs throws the ball into Taylor who relays the ball to Doyle who tags Mazeroski trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Alou scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bauer. The throw from May and he is out, Allie applying the tag. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle misplays the ball. That's an error on Doyle. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Clemente moves to third. Stargell moves to second. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan is walked intentionally. Jose Martinez pinch runs for Jose Pagan. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley strikes out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jose Martinez now playing third base. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Terry Harmon pinch runs for Darren Johnson. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCarver hits a line drive into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harmon moves to third. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harmon tags and scores. Two outs. It's Pirates, 1, Phillies, 1. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Phillies 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rick Joseph now playing first base. Steve Blass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blass is 0 for 3 in the game. Blass hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horner now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Clemente moves to second. Jose Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Jeter now playing left field. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. Brown reaches second base with a double. Ron Stone pinch hits for Joe Horner. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blass fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauer for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 4 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.